We don't really understand that we are a victim of our own conditioning and our own compulsion.
Hello everyone, I am Jitendra Singh. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs and more. Today I have with me Mr. V.S. Prakash, whose spiritual name is Yoga Sharan. He's a holistic coach, yoga therapist, corporate trainer, counselor, who has undergone intensive residential training at Bihar School of Yoga, an institution that imparts yoga wisdom in a scientific manner, where yoga becomes a way of life with happiness, positivity, good health and harmony. He is working with different segments of society like police department, corporate senior executives, prisoner inmates, underprivileged children, etc. Prior to embarking on this yogic journey, he was a journal manager with the Hindu group, where he served 22 years of his 30 years of corporate life. There he had undergone various pieces of training by leaders in motivation, marketing, peak performance, etc. Today he will be discussing with us about his life journey. So let us hear from him. Welcome Prakash sir, the platform is open and now over to you.
Hari Om
sir.
So is that,
if I talk about you, first thing which I'd like to know from you is, how did your past life has affected the person who you are and what you wanted to be in your life?
Past life, you mean past life in this?
No, current life. From early childhood till like you choose your career.
No, past life is always a pointer and a referral point, which if we look at it objectively and positively, can keep molding us on the way. The past is not something to be forgotten about.
Correct.
The past cannot be a binding force too. We cannot keep living in the past, but we have to keep learning from the past and evolve better and then keep moving on a daily basis.
Right.
It is from moment to moment we learn this.
Agree.
And without past, I am not what I am today. There are bright sides of my past which I can just be happy about.
Right.
There are dark thoughts in my past which are where I could grow further, I could learn, I could evolve as a better person.
Right. So like we always have some thoughts like we would like to choose this career or we want to be like that person. So you must be having some thoughts. So like when you were growing, so what were those thoughts and how you choose your career?
To be honest, I was somebody who did not take life serious.
Okay.
I was enjoying my life all along. Like all children, I used to have my own way, the funny dreams, like I wanted to be a pilot sometimes, I wanted to be a police person sometimes, I wanted to be an actor,
right.
I wanted to also keep serving the society, I wanted to be a big time honcho in the marketing and the management of a company.
But right.
To a certain extent, some of those dreams where the intent was right, they have manifested in the right manner at the right time without much effort from my side. I have started my career as a salesperson in a company known as Yellow Pages when Yellow Pages got introduced to India. I tried my hand in a different kind of segment. So I'm a 60s kid, so you know how it is. In the 60s kid, when we grow and then when we come to our graduation time at in the 80s, the biggest dream one person had was write all the government exams, write all the bank exams, settle yours.
True.
I was learning to unsettle myself. So
great.
I never bothered about where I'm going to go get into. I tried because of the family pressure. I got into a couple of jobs in accounting and stuff like that, where I could not feel that, I felt that I could not do anything. And I always felt that I can speak better.
Correct.
And I could sell myself. So I got into the job of creating, marketing and selling different things where it could benefit people. So
great.
I wanted to be with the larger society at all times.
Wonderful.
So that is how things are evolving. So after working with a few publications, I joined the Hindu group in 1994 and continued till 2016.
Great.
So though I was not due for retirement, I felt enough with the corporate.
Correct.
I felt that yes, I can do much more if I get into the next aspect of my life.
Right.
So I got into the next chapter of my life because I have been associated with Bihar School of Yoga.
Okay.
It is the great school of yoga where integrated holistic yoga is being practiced, not just taught. They don't teach you, they make you experiment. and okay. share the experience for the larger audience.
Great. So kind of, so that was kind of experimental learning.
Yeah, correct. So that is what I got into. And whatever I had dreamt, I wanted to be a police, but I am also in the police circle. I work with the DGPs and IGs.
Right.
And I go in the police jeep honorably.
That is the bigger picture.
That's how things happen. No?
Right.
So I was always wanting to go into a prison and then keep seeing it. That was something which was nagging me. I wanted to go to the prison. But then, having understood the way the life progresses and the thought progresses, I have made my intention clear. I wanted to be somebody who goes there and comes out.
Right.
At my will. So, I decided that, yes, I go there, I be with them, I help them understand themselves better and be better when they come back.
That is really wonderful.
So, about 6 years, I have been working with those prison inmates in the central prison in Chennai.
Okay.
So, for the past 3 years, because of the COVID restriction, we have not been able to interact one-on-one personally. But still, I am one of the few organizations like Isha Yoga, the Sri Sri Ravi Shankar Society and Mata Amritanandamayi Society.
Right.
Along with that, I am an individual, but still I am taking online workshops with them on a regular basis.
Great. So, that is really wonderful. Like, you are exploring so many wonderful things from different people, so different perspective altogether from different gurus. That is a really wonderful thing. So moving on to the next one, if I talk about things you are passionate about in your life, so what are those things?
My passion is compassion. So I love being with people, and compassion means we don't see them as somebody who needs something better. We all need, on a continuous basis, we all need something.
Right.
So what are those things? It is not just money. It is a smile. It is an embrace. It is understanding and listening to people.
Correct.
So I found that, yes, that is where my passion is, and that is what coaching is all about. Counseling is all about.
Correct.
Mentoring is all about.
Right. You got to.
I believe in deep.
Right. You got a chance to meet people, like understand their problem areas and help them to evolve as a better person. Great.
I can't say that, yes, I am being a part of their life. I am just mirroring their own views on themselves and help them sharpen it.
Correct.
More like a sounding board.
Right. Making them prepare for life better. Wonderful. So, if I talk about the work and experiences you have, like you already mentioned that you worked in corporate for long years. So, would like to know more onto it. Like, what were your job role there? What you were doing? And how is your experience now? What all you're doing now? Like, what kind of people you are interacting, supporting them these days?
In the corporate, I was having a different kind of role. I was from the rank of an advertising executive. I was fortunate enough, with the blessings of the divine and the grace of the gurus, to rise up to a level of a general manager.
Right.
Where I could work in different, take care of different regions. I was in the advertising department. Any company which is running, there are one thing which they are doing. For that, they need the inputs. The inputs come in terms of news for them, plus the input to run the company comes in terms of money.
Correct.
The money comes from advertising.
Right.
So how better to use the space, at the same time give a realistic solution to the client.
True.
And match their needs and help them better their business. So that was what I was doing. Plus I was also developing a few brands for the company.
Okay.
And modifying and improvising on the path.
Right.
And after that, once I embark into the journey of yoga, it is more sharpening my own understanding of life.
Correct.
And at the same time work with different segments. I was a visiting faculty in the Tamil Nadu Police Academy.
Wow.
And I had also got the opportunity to work with the entire Tamil Nadu police force of about 1 lakh and odd people to help them manage their stress.
Right.
So then I also worked with the prison inmates. I worked with individuals, the MDs, CEOs, senior personalities, senior executives in companies, where they have their own kind of a thing, especially post-COVID. Everybody had undergone a trauma in life.
Correct.
To help them come back to normalcy, actors, politicians, I work with different people on a personal level, work with them, and then it is on a short-term basis where once they are able to come out of it, and then we shake hands happily and they continue with their journey. I
right.
continue with my journey moving on to the next step. I also work with the students, and I also work with different corporates to help the team understand and unearth that hidden magic. Everyone has a magic within.
Correct.
But it is our lack of understanding that magic that makes us feel inferior.
True.
Or have a complex. Once we understand that, yes, we are unique, and it is our uniqueness which is the magic, we will be able to understand and then move on with life, embracing life as it comes.
Right, right. And we tend to ignore our abilities, our strength, and maybe quite whatever we can do. We always ignore onto many of the things.
We ignore many things because we start looking at everything in comparison.
Right.
So we have something in front of us and we look it from that point of view. So
correct.
We forget whatever is there. It is like looking at a whiteboard, a small dark dot. We don't see the whiteboard, we see the dark or a few dark dots.
Correct.
So whenever we look at us, we don't see the full whiteness within. We see the few dark spots within, and then
correct.
We feel that yes, we are like this only.
True. That's correct. So if I talk about the things which you are working on these days, on the basis of that, like, what is your vision, mission and goal in life for next 5 to 10 years?
To move along and flow with life wherever it takes, and at the same time my intention is to be a transformer of
right.
the divine wisdom, which is always supporting everyone and make people have more faith in themselves, orient themselves better, and just be themselves.
Correct.
And understand their inner potentials and flow, become beautiful and make the whole universe beautiful.
Right. And you are working with different kind of people, like you are working with corporates, you are working with police forces, prisoner people, students also. So which is the group of people or segment of people you'd like to work more?
Every group, every individual. Every individual is like a flower.
Right.
There is nothing which is better, there is nothing which is slightly person, because
correct.
Everything has its own role. Every cog in the wheel has its own purpose.
Correct.
By being judgmental, we feel that yes, these are like that.
Right.
When we talk about police people, we feel that no, we can't be associated with police. We have to be careful
right.
with police.
Correct.
And when
correct.
I go to the prison, people will say that hey, just be careful. Whenever you are entering the prison, you be careful.
Correct.
There were times I was scared when I was alone with those people, but it was for a moment till I could understand that they are also human-like.
Right. Correct.
And with the students, it is always that yes, students are the future. Leaders,
right,
and the future citizens of the society.
True.
So what we have to give them is value.
Correct.
And working with the students, along with the students, I also work with the teachers.
Right.
And whenever the opportunity arises, the parents.
Right.
Because it is a combination of everything that makes a person.
Correct. Because a student's identity is built by his own thoughts and beliefs, along with what teacher teaches him or her, and the parents' behavior. Parents interaction and connection with the child.
Correct.
Right.
So the parents also keep supporting the children whenever the need arises.
Right. So if I talk about the most important life lessons you have learned so far from your personal and professional journey, so what are those things you have learned there?
What I have learned is that I haven't learned anything. I have to keep learning from every single soul.
Right.
I keep learning from the students. I keep learning from the prison inmates. I keep learning from nature. I keep learning from even many things in life.
Right.
Everything tells us something.
True.
And every moment there is more to learn. And by learning, I also have to keep unlearning. I can't learn without unlearning.
Correct.
I have to let go of my own convictions and conditioning and
correct.
Try not to be judgmental.
So that is really important. Like, we always kind of try to compare and try to like see people on the perspective of their job, maybe their roles, or maybe their appearance, or maybe one interaction with them. We try to judge people on the basis of that, which is not correct actually.
That is true, because we are not what others see. We are also not what we see.
Yes.
Today you are, now I am sitting here as a coach, as a speaker, somebody who is
right.
sharing the experiences.
Correct.
But the next moment, even when I interact with my kids, I am a father and also a friend. When I interact with my pets, then I am also a master and a friend. I have to give their language, be in their language.
Right.
With my spouse, I am also a co-spouse and a companion for life. To my mother, I am a child. To my friends, I am a friend.
Correct.
And to everyone, I am a co-learner.
Right.
We all learn.
Correct. And learning is never-ending process. We always learn something or the other every day.
Quite true. This is what I tell wherever I go. I tell people, the moment we stop learning, we die.
Right. That is our end point.
That is the death for anyone, is what I see personally.
Correct. So wonderfully explained by you. Like, very important to be a learner throughout the life. I also believe in that. And once we start learning and we kind of give attention to everything, whatever is happening around us, so that makes us more observant as well as more knowledgeable person also.
Quite true.
Right. So since you've been working with prisoners and teaching them yoga, meditation and other things altogether, so how it will help them become better person for society? This is what I want to understand from your perspective.
From my perspective, government and judiciary, they are all very clear. They don't make it compulsory.
Okay.
Yoga is optional. And there are 3,000 people in the prison. One cannot take all those people. They have their work. They have everything.
True.
There are people who keep coming. And there are people who keep coming regularly.
Right.
One for good health. The other thing is for removing their stress.
Right.
Plus, they also, initially, though there is a reluctance in people, like, which is there in all of us.
Correct.
None of us want to accept our follies and mistakes.
Agreed.
We always feel that I was framed. I am a victim. We always want to be a victim, and then we say that no, I was victimized.
Correct.
But we don't understand that
empathy.
Yeah,
and all.
Correct. Mm. Correct. The self-sympathy mode.
Right.
And trying to get sympathy from others, we don't really understand that we are a victim of our own conditioning and our own compulsion.
True.
With our flawed understanding of life.
Correct.
So in a way, I find that all of us are prisoners.
Right.
We are prisoners of our own conviction.
Correct.
Preconceived notion.
That's true. Because when we plan
something in our mind, we say that if it doesn't go that way, we feel that it is wrong.
Correct. And we have certain blockages also, having our own perspective for different things. We have blockages, multiple ones, I would say.
Correct. No, but you were asking me how it helps people.
Correct.
To become somebody better, because I've been working with the prison inmate for about 5 years. There are times where I meet some people casually.
Okay.
There was one gentleman who was in a place where I had a public workshop, yoga was being done on the beach. I saw somebody walking with a safari suit, like a gentleman. He came to me, he asked me, "Sir, gee, do you remember me?" I said, "I don't recollect, I'm very sorry, I'm not able to, I know I can, I have seen you, but I'm not able to face you." He said, "You have made my life better, you are from Bihar School of Yoga, right? I don't want to tell you where I was, where we met," and then he left. And then I found from the organizers that he is senior manager in that organization.
Okay.
And later on, when I came back, I could recollect that this was one of the few guys who I used to meet in prison. He was very passionate about yoga, and then he was wanting to do more of meditation every day.
Okay.
Whenever he practiced. And what he was finding is that he was lacking the self-belief.
Right.
He felt that he could, and that is what we were working on. We were working on the inner magic. So then when that thing came back to me, I could understand that, yes, he was able to found his inner magic.
Right. And
the same way, there were a few others.
Right. And we all have that inner magic, but we always miss out onto it.
Correct. All we see is the black magic. We don't see the proper white magic.
Right.
The white magic is always there.
Correct.
We love the dark spots. That is human tendency.
Right.
Because if you see the psychologists and psychoanalysts, if you see the earlier things also, they say that by nature, human is negative.
Okay.
As soon as we are born, because that negativity starts getting cultivated from moment to moment.
True.
The child feels that the child has to cry to get something. And only right. when the child cries, the mother goes and gives.
Right.
So even as they grow up also, they feel that they can better ask with a smile. We don't do that.
Correct.
We make
correct.
Tantrums.
Correct. So conditioning is that way. It's like
the conditioning is correct. And right. what happens is that, and one more thing is that the bribery starts from childhood. You do this, I will give you this.
Correct.
So they expect something in return for every act.
Right.
So these kind of conditionings are what is creating an imbalance in ourselves. We don't realize.
Right.
But once we understand the inner magic, we don't require anything from outside.
True.
The happiness lies resides within. The peace resides within.
True. That's
and
really important.
Most important thing I tell everyone I meet, please feel that you have to be somebody. You have to be the best version of yourself.
True.
Not the better copy of somebody.
Correct.
And that is what is more important. Be the best version of yourself.
Correct, correct. So can you share some example or maybe some small practice onto it, like how we can channelize our energy?
Yeah, we would do that. Please sit comfortably.
Sure.
If you are sitting on a chair, please sit comfortably. Keep your legs, if your feet is on the ground, keep it grounded. Okay. Shut your eyes slightly. If you can interjoin the index finger and the thumb, place them on the lap, on your knee. Just keep the eyes closed for a moment and become aware of your physical body. Just be aware of the body. Be aware of your body from the head and move down your awareness. Remember, wherever our focus and attention goes, there the energy goes. And wherever the energy flows, the healing happens spontaneously. So direct your awareness. And by directing your awareness, direct your energy to observe the different parts of the body, starting from the top of your head. Just be aware. If there is any discomfort, any disturbance anywhere, just be aware of it. Wait for it to settle and keep moving on. And with each and every part of your body, just appreciate its presence. Acknowledge its presence. Be grateful for its presence in your life. To be who you are. Keep flowing downwards till you reach the tip of the fingers, the upper body, the back, the lower part of your body, from the waist downwards, the thighs, knees, legs, feet, toes. Now become aware of your whole body. Just be aware of your whole body, as if you are seeing somebody else or you are seeing yourself from outside. Slowly you can feel that the body is becoming relaxed. At the same time, observe the stillness. Now imagine that there is a full-length mirror in front of you. Observe your reflection on the mirror, the mental mirror. See yourself as clearly as possible, as you are sitting just. As usual, whenever we see the mirror, we see the abnormalities, we see whatever is not right about us. Never mind, just keep seeing all those blemishes. Once you see all those blemishes, see the beauty about you. In your body, observe whatever is nice. If you look closely, if you observe closely, maybe whatever you felt was not right is your speciality, is your uniqueness, and that is the beauty about you. And remember, you are looking at your own mental mirror, the magic mirror. It doesn't just throw into light the body. You are also able to see your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. And now you feel that the body is very, very still and steady. Now slowly the mirror vanishes. You are taking your awareness to the breath. Observe the inhalation and exhalation. Just be aware of every single breath. However the breath is, go on observing the breath. The breath may be short at times, fast, broken. It may be long and deep. However the breath is, just keep flowing with the breath. Slowly you can feel that the breath is becoming long, deep, and more regulated by its own accord. Observe this long and deep breath. At the same time, keep observing your posture. Now, as the breath becomes long and deep, you can feel that the mind is also getting more introverted. The disturbance from the thoughts are reducing every moment. Now take your awareness away from the breath and take it to your eyebrow center. Look at the space in front of your closed eyes, the dark space. It is like a dark dot, and with awareness you can feel the dark dot expanding to be a dark blackboard, a dark movie screen. And with total awareness you can feel that it is expanding further and further to give you a grand panoramic view of a sky. What you are observing is the sky of your own mind, the mental space, your own inner space, the chid, akash. And here you can see different things manifesting. There may be different shades of colors at times, different rays of light, images, shapes, patterns. What you are seeing them there are all your own thoughts, feelings, impressions stored in the mind, the emotions, your own insecurities, your own dreams, your own convictions, the love within yourself, they all manifest. But never get attached to what it is and try and decipher what is there. What does it mean? Whatever manifests also fades away into the background, leaving you with your own sweet dark space. Now use your imagination to bring the image of a tiny candle flame, a beautiful candle flame burning bright. Use your imagination. Initially, you will not be able to manifest it, but with practice, with awareness, you will be able to see the outline. Slowly, you will be able to see the shape of the flame, the different shades of colors present in the flame, and with focus you will be able to see the life in the flame. You can see a live flame. Please close your eyes and be with the candle flame in your eyebrow center, the chit, akash, the inner light. It is your own inner light shining forth, the light of your own truth, the light of your own power, the light of your own dream, vision, light of your own conscience. As you see the light, you can feel that this light is penetrating and it is illuminating the whole of the universe, removing all the darkness, and all you see is brightness everywhere. Just be with the light, and by being with the light you feel very light. Physically, mentally, psychically, spiritually, you feel very light. There is nothing, no burden. All you are seeing is only your own inner light. And you feel one with the light. You feel that you are the light. Now, we are going to recreate our own destiny, our own vision. Human beings are the only beings who are empowered to write, rewrite their own destiny. Now use this time of deep meditation to recreate your vision. You can do it by imaginarily writing your vision in a short affirmative sentence in the midst of the flame, in the midst of the divine jyoti. Write your inner vision. Remember, it is your own inner vision which comes from the core. It is not just a mere wish list. I am sure I will be dash in this lifetime. The dash is filled up by you. As you keep writing, you can feel that every letter is like a fire flower which is glowing. And once you finish writing it, you see that from a little afar and you read it. You read it three times. First time when you read it with full faith that it will definitely materialize. The second time when you read it with a commitment that you will do whatever it takes to make that happen. And the third time when you are reading it from the perspective of that thing having materialized. You are in that environment. You are not just reading the sentence, you are seeing that vision. You are seeing in yourself in a celebration, having accomplished your vision. You are surrounded by people. People are applauding. You are on the stage. You are a celebrity. Your accomplishment is done. And express that happiness on your face with a smart and slight smile, a beautiful smile. And now slowly you can feel that you are letting it just get rooted inside. What you are doing is you are planting the seed of resolve into your subconscious mind. Slowly all those letters flow back into the source of the light and keep gazing at the flame. Now we will end the practice with a short Shanti mantra. Please repeat after me. Om Shanti 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 Hi Harihi Om. Please bring your palms together to rub them and generate heat and energy. Spread the warmth onto your eyes and the face. Open your eyes and look at the palms. Hari Om Tatsu.
Hari Om.
It is a very short practice of meditation where one is able to align with the body by stilling the body. When you still the body, you are also able to still the mind, relax the mind.
Right.
And then you move on to understand yourself better.
Right. And I was feeling stress-free, relaxed, very light. That was the first feeling. Then I was also feeling some sensation on my hands, legs and face also, and that was kind of soothing me out, like relaxing me more, and gradually the thoughts were kind of becoming lighter, and finally when you started seeing talking about breath, so I was able to see my breath, like they were going deep inside till lower and lower in the body, so I could sense, feel that also. So that was really amazing experience. And also seeing that light, like I could not spot the candle, but the flame of it I could see, and that was also a kind of wonderful thing. That light was spreading across, and finally the sky. Then you talked about the white light spreading around, so that was also kind of thing, like a very wonderful experience to me. I really enjoyed. I forgot, like I am on the verge of interview. I really forgot that.
Okay.
So that was wonderful.
So it is only a short practice. There
right.
are many practices like this which helps us deepen our connection with ours.
Right.
And also today it is like we are all in a hurry. Everyone feels that they don't have time.
Correct.
So they have to make time. And if they are not able to make time, they can just take a few seconds and then relax themselves better.
Right.
Even while sitting on the chair for a long time, they can just stretch.
Yes.
By stretching your spinal column, you are getting more and more focused.
Right, right.
And by flowing with the breath,
uh-huh.
you are releasing positive chemicals. The chemical dopamine is getting released.
Correct.
And endorphin gets released when you move your body.
Right. And you get feeling of happiness from inside.
Correct. So the things don't make us feel happy. We feel happy.
Right.
Correct.
And for the benefit of everybody, what I'll do is I'll cut this portion of the meditation and I'll post it separately also, apart from the interview, separately also for that benefit of people, so that they can kind of revisit again and again and take the benefit maximum possible from this short meditation.
Very nice. You can call it inner light meditation.
Inner light meditation. Right. So moving on to the next one. Since we are too busy these days, like you have already touched upon this and you have shared small exercise also, so onto it further, and we are getting really less time for exercise, do yoga or meditation. So in a short span of time, what are the things we can do and also benefit ourselves internally and physically also?
We should be more attentive to our breath. By being aware of the breath, we are being aware of the mood. If you notice that whenever you are agitated, you are tense, your breath will be fast and furious.
Right.
But by observing the breath for some time, you can feel that the breath that deepens and then it becomes very slow. And when you are angry, this is what happens. When you are angry, immediately there is a chemical which is getting produced from by the in the body cells, and it is going to the neurons in the brain. There are two neurons in the brain, in the posterior region of the brain. They are known as amygdala.
Right.
They are like the almond shape.
Right.
So when they go there, immediately they trigger and then they release certain harmful chemicals.
Correct.
So what that is why people, even in those days, they say that please count back from 20 to 1 or take one glass of water and sip it, or observe. These are all to observe the breath.
Right.
So once the breath becomes long, then the signal goes from the posterior region of the brain to the prefrontal cortex of the brain.
Right.
Where the judgment, rationalization, understanding happens, and then you will immediately realize that you were angry for nothing.
Correct, correct.
Most of the times we are angry not at others. We are angry because we are feeling helpless in certain situations, and the reality does not match our expectations. These are the only things which happen.
True.
And what we try and do is that we try and put it, we just focus it and then throw it back on the situation, on people. We pass the buck.
Right.
We feel happy blaming others.
Correct. We blame everybody other than like ourselves.
Correct. It is they say that there is a story that if you see, if the finally somebody who gets the kick is the cat or dog in the house.
Right, correct.
They have nothing to do. But ultimately, from the owner of the house to the husband to the wife, from some manager, it is all percolating downward. Finally, the kid of the house will go and hit the cat or the dog.
Correct. That happens. Because we cannot put things onto people who are at a upper level or upper position.
Correct. We try and focus it on.
We have to find out somebody whom we can put up our anger on.
And what we spread is what spreads faster.
Right.
So this way we are spreading negativity, but by focusing on the breath, once you become understanding, then you will become positive.
Right.
So yoga, spirituality, and all these things, psychology, everything focuses on one thing, being positive.
Correct.
So there are so many things to be negative. There are so many negative aspects, but there is only one positive aspect, which is being yourself.
Right.
When we are angry, we are losing ourselves in the process.
Correct. And that point in time, first thing we need to do is try to concentrate on our breath, which is easy.
Correct.
Initially, it will be little difficult, but gradually it will become easy. And otherwise, we have other options also. We can drink water. We can think of thing which is like very close to our heart. Maybe some music.
Correct. Pleasant thing. Yeah.
Correct.
Which we love.
Plus.
So that will be helpful. Plus also we have to keep our body more flexible. The more and more the body is flexible, then the mind also becomes flexible.
Right.
And stress means compression.
Right.
Stress can be released by stretching.
Correct.
When you stretch your body, you stretch your breath. When your
right.
breath stretches, you become normally happy and peaceful.
Right. So whenever you doing any activity, you can take 1-2 minutes to stretch. For an instance, when you are like driving and you are in a huge traffic, and when you get out of the car, just do 1 minute stretching. That will help you release your stress of your mind as well as body.
Every 1 hour, take 1 minute to stretch your body, observe your breath.
Correct. Wonderful.
So once we make that a habit, then it will be very, very smooth progress for us in life.
Correct.
And every 1 hour, we should take 1 minute to go back to that past 1 hour and see the moments of happiness in the past 1 hour.
Right.
So the moments of happiness, once you start seeing, you can't help being happy. You have to be happy.
You have to be.
And once you are happy, your happiness spreads.
Correct.
And make it a habit to smile at a stranger every day.
Right. That is also a kind of blockage we have. Once we start doing that, that will also help us to release the happy hormone.
And you won't believe, I do that, because whenever I look into the mirror, I smile, because I feel that I'm stranger every time I look into the mirror.
Right.
There is a difference.
Seeing things in a different perspective altogether.
Always, always. We see from that moment, the conditioning happening in that moment.
Right. That is really wonderful. So, moving on to the next one. If I talk about you, are you an introvert or an extrovert kind of a person while meeting people or facing your audience? And what do you think plus or minus of the same is?
I feel I am just myself. I love being with people. And I don't know whether I'm an introvert or extrovert. Because people feel comfortable wherever I am.
Right.
And I feel comfortable.
Correct.
There may be moments of introversion happening even now, but they are not introversion, they are internalization.
Right.
And unless you go inward, things cannot flow outward.
True.
So we go inward, we go to the depth of our own personality, then bring out our own true self.
Right.
So the only thing, I don't know whether it is right or wrong, I have to be myself. I can't wear a mask.
True. That is really important, actually. So if I talk about the kind of support in your journey, who were the people supported you the most?
My family, my friends, and those many people who did not support me, they are my best support.
Right.
Because they made me feel that I have the power to do it myself.
Correct.
And they are the people who make me understand that by being judgmental, I'm not doing justice to them or me.
True.
Everyone is fighting their own battle in life.
Correct.
Somebody doesn't support you, that means their situation would have been difficult. And I am very, very grateful to my master, Swami Niranjananda Saraswati, who is the current spiritual head of Bihar School of Yoga.
Right.
And all the other gurus in the tradition. To be honest, I am grateful for every being on earth.
That's great.
Because everything supports.
Right. When you think in a perspective that everybody is supporting you, you definitely get that kind of a motivation and support to yourself.
So it happens because this is what I'm seeing truly with my own eyes.
Right.
The most neglected society, we feel that they are the people who are serving the society more.
Right.
Whenever there is, whether there is rain or shine, you will find the conservative workers cleaning and sweeping the road.
True.
They are clearing our own dirt.
Correct.
To make us live healthily, happily.
Right. Rightly is pointed out. So moving on to the next one, how you get your motivation and inspiration from in your life?
Like I said, I get it from every moment. I get from you, I love to learn and then imbibe the quality of ever smiling. You have a beautiful smile which is infectious.
Thank you, sir.
In your interview, somebody can be, nobody can be very rigid because your smile is so pleasant and it spreads.
Thank you, sir. Thank you
like
so
that,
much.
And like that, you are also inspiring in your own way.
Right.
Talking to the inspirers and inspiring others.
Right.
Like I said, every cog in the wheel has its own purpose in life.
True.
I take my inspiration from my dog. My dog teaches me how much ever I'm sad, I have my own ways of getting my own happiness.
Right.
Even if you kick him, he will just keep barking for some time and then he will start licking his own legs or hands. That's all. He will go on with the job.
Correct.
The next time when you go near him, he will come just smiling at you and then he will come licking at you.
Correct.
So there is nothing which is inside.
Correct.
They don't carry the baggage. So
true.
Learning not to carry the baggage.
Like small children, they also don't carry same kind of thing. Like if you do anything with them, after a few minutes they would come to you and they would jump in your lap and they would start playing again with you.
Correct. So that is how things happen. And the inspiration comes when the sparks come from all different angles.
Right.
But only thing is that we have to be more observant, we have to be more and more aware.
True.
And the inspiration comes from nature.
Right.
How unselfishly the nature keeps nourishing us, flourishing us.
Correct. And giving us the opportunity
standing,
not only to live but to live healthy, live in a fresh air and have pure water, everything. But the thing is, we are polluting it.
Right.
So moving on to the next one, sir, what is your take on success? What do you think it is to you?
Success, if we take it as a destination, it is a limiting factor. If we take success as just another milestone, and the most important thing is what we become in the process is more important than the destination itself.
Right.
So in that way, I would say that success is a journey. When it becomes a journey, it becomes excellent. Excellence is every step of yours.
Correct.
Everything is perfect. You are walking properly, but still you have scope of improvement.
Right.
Success means I am trying to prove. Excellence means I am improving.
Yes, that is really important because when we think in a perspective that we are improving daily, maybe our knowledge, maybe our skills, maybe our health, maybe our consciousness, maybe towards spirituality, anything, whatever we improve. So that is what keeps us moving ahead and being successful on each moment. So that is a really wonderful thing. So last question for the day, any message or advice you would like to share with our audience?
Be happy. Just be yourself. You are the most unique, wonderful creation created by the Creator.
Right.
A divine purpose.
Correct.
Don't worry too much about identifying the person. Just be yourself. Just be, nourish your own inner magic and align with it.
Correct.
And live your life.
Correct. Exploring yourself is the key. The more you explore, the more you become better.
No, the more we explore, we can more implore. Going inward and then imploring ourselves is more important.
Correct, correct. Really wonderful thought.
Exploration within ourselves.
Right.
And appreciating the positivity, being grateful for what is there in life.
Yes, that is one big thing we can do on daily basis, like giving gratitude to whatever we have.
And also being a channel of blessing to at least one more person in this.
Right. So, really wonderful hearing you, sir. It was amazing. I was mesmerized hearing you. And I think we could have more longer discussion further. But we have constraint of time and we have to cut it short. Maybe very soon we will have another discussion. We will pick up some more topic and we will have wonderful discussion along with meditation session as well. So, looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Prakash, sir, for your time, energy and full dedication towards our interview, making it more interactive as well as more meaningful for us as well as everybody who is listening, hearing and seeing. So they would definitely get wonderful energies from these this video interaction, and hopefully the session we did for meditation, I'll share it separately, that will also help them to practice on daily basis and improve their life in a better way. So thank you once again, sir.
Fantastic. I should also thank you, Jitendra Singh, for the wonderful service you are doing to the society, the inspirer journey and inspiring people. Continue to do and we keep weaving your magic. Let the whole world be a better place to live.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And also I will share your social media link and website so that people can be in touch with you, take your help and guidance wherever they feel like, and it will be helpful to them as well. So guys, very don't forget to check that out too. And thank you so very much everyone for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and enjoyed watching it. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye-bye.
Hari Om, sir.
Take care. Hari Om.